Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 97.1 FM, and you can stream us anywhere in the world at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Stacey Hunt and Katie Ryan Anderson. They're both part of the committee for the upcoming St. John's Hope Dinner on October 7th. And Katie and Stacey, welcome to our show.
Thank you guys
for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very excited to talk about the upcoming Hope Dinner, which has been going on for so long, 27 years this year. Stacey, you are the chair of the committee for the Hope Dinner this year.
I am, yes.
And I mean, tell us a little bit about the Hope Dinner and tell us a little bit more about St. John's Academy. I mean, it's really just a big fundraiser for the academy.
Right, yeah. So St. John's Academy is our private Catholic school serving kids in pre-K through sixth grade. The school has been here for about 100 years or so. Ooh. So really long-standing tradition in the Jamestown community. And the Hope Dinner is our annual scholarship fundraiser. So this is our 27th year of doing the Hope Dinner and Auction. It's always held the first Saturday in October in the Zebedee Center at the school. And we raise over $100,000 for scholarships for students and related expenses at the school. Yeah. So it's a really big event. We have a lot of community sponsors. Yeah. A lot of community members come and they have a good time bidding on auction items and just, you know, seeing people that that you don't get to see very often, maybe.
Yeah.
And having a good time, yeah, raising some money.
It sounds like a blast. I mean, going on 27 years and raising money for St. John's Academy that's been around for almost 100 years, mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. So there obviously would be need for, you know, whether it was to upkeep and general, you know, maintenance and everything, but also those scholarships for the students, like you said. So this is coming up October 7th at St. John's Academy, the Zebedee Center. Tell us a little bit about the evening, like Katie or Stacey. Tell us kind of what the evening entails for those who participate in the event.
Well, we start out with, we have a silent auction table set up. So when you come in at about 5:30, we start the social and you can peruse all our auction items that we have and start bidding on them. Okay. We also, a very popular part of the auction is the class projects. So every class, a parent volunteers to create some sort of project with the kids' help. So it can be something like a dresser that they refinish and the kids help, help paint
it or finish it.
Yeah, or they have like a cross that each of the kids have maybe written their favorite Bible verse on, and then somebody puts that together and you can, you know, hang it on your wall.
Yeah.
Or some like a painting that all the kids are involved in. And so each grade has a class project that they all work on together. And so those are on our silent auction, and they're very popular.
Yeah.
And they're really neat. And they're always, the parents that get involved with this are always kind of those real creative parents that are good at coming up with all of those creative craft projects. So you come to the event, you start looking at everything that's available for auction and make your bids. And then dinner starts at 6:30. John Yatskis is our MC, and he is the husband of our sixth grade teacher, Yvette Yatskis, and he's awesome. Really entertaining. So he does a really nice job of keeping everything light and keeping the crowd kind of engaged. And then we do, after dinner, we start the live auction.
Awesome.
So the silent auction's finished, the live auction starts, and the live auction is a really really exciting, kind of engaged back and forth with some really cool auction items every year.
Awesome. And like you said, all of it to raise money for St. John's and the scholarships and everything. Stacey Hunt and Katie Ryan Anderson joining us here on Let's Talk About It. This is coming up October 7th. Before we go into ticket prices and how people can get involved, is this open to the public? Like, can individuals of the public also come and participate in this?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Okay.
Wonderful. Perfect. So let's get the information on how people can get tickets or maybe even volunteer and help out.
Okay. So to get tickets, you can call the school, 252-3397, and you get tickets through the office. RSVPs are due by September 15th, so don't delay.
Yeah. Do not wait.
Send your tickets in.
Okay. Perfect. So by September 15th.
Yeah.
Are we missing anything? Because this sounds just like a great event. Katie, you said that it's just a beautiful event every year that it's held.
It is. It is a beautiful event. And if you've been doing something for 27 years, that means you've been doing it well.
True.
If you're still doing it, that people enjoy it and that it's serving its mission. And I think that's important to remember when you think about a school like St. John's Academy, that it's nice that parents have that option in town. Maybe it's not for everybody, but it's nice to have that choice if that's the right thing for your family. And so that's why I want to be a part of this, is to support that option for my family and for others like it. And I love how at St. John's Academy, certainly there's tuition there, but if your family for whatever reason can't afford it this year or in general, you know, that this Hope Dinner and the FACE program will help take care of those costs for you.
Awesome. Biggest fundraiser hands down for St. John's Academy, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And like Katie said, I think that's really important to mention too, that, you know, I mean, I value the Catholic education that my kids get at St. John's. And one of our Catholic values is helping others and to, you know, grow and enrich the community. And the Hope Auction and Dinner is such a fantastic way to do this. I mean, people in the community are so generous and they raise so much money for helping people be able to afford a Catholic education with some outstanding teachers and outstanding administrators at the school. And then all of the people that are involved with Hope are parent volunteers. Yeah. And so part of also of a Catholic school is being involved and engaged in the community as parents. And so I've met wonderful people like Katie by volunteering for Hope and volunteering at school and being able to, you know, get to know other parents and be a part of the community, which is really awesome. It's a really fun part about St. John's.
One thing I do want to point out before we wrap up too, is that Hope stands for something as well. We didn't even cover that. It stands for something. The Hope Dinner, it's called that for a reason.
Yes. It's called Help Offer Private Education.
Awesome. And that's the acronym Hope. For
yep.
Hope. Awesome. Absolutely. It's excellent. Coming up October 7th. Stacy or Katie, anything else you guys wanted to throw out there about the event?
If you want to check out the school online, if that's something you're considering for your family, the website is stjamesbasilica.org.
Awesome.
And you can find St. John's Academy on there.
Perfect. How about you, Stacey? Anything?
Tickets are $75 a piece.
There we go. Yes.
That's and important to know. Also, a couple really exciting things we're having at the auction this year, we're having a lot of experiences. So golfing trips, concert experiences that you can bid on. And then our biggest raffle this year is our Disney raffle. So for $100 a ticket, and we're only selling 180 of them, and they're almost sold out, but we have a few left. $100 a ticket gets you $2,000 cash and $2,000 in Disney gift cards.
Wow.
So we tried to set up this kind of a Disney experience, but rather than us planning for you to go to Walt Disney World and maybe you want to go on a Disney cruise, you know, we are giving you the $2,000 in gift cards and $2,000 in cash for you to be able to plan the Disney experience that you want.
That's awesome. So plenty of incentive to go and help out St. John's Academy at their upcoming Hope Dinner on October 7th. Katie and Stacy, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.